This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال حديثنا is also in the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim and also narrated to us by Anas just like yesterday. Very similar hadith and very similar wording at the beginning of it as well. And still, of course, within the theme of understanding Iman, that's what I'm going to continue until Sunday. That's what I've decided. We'll go until Sunday and then we'll change, inshallah, on Monday, something different. Not that I'm done with the ahadith, but I just feel like I don't want to bore you with the same ideas being repeated. Importance, what I want you to walk away from all of this at the end is the importance of actually understanding Iman, meaning learning it, training yourself and preparing yourself to actually accept it, to internalize the concepts, allow them to reflect and be mirrored by your behavior. That's what Iman actually is. That's what he expects from you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Iman is attached to so many behaviors and emotions and ways of action. That's the reason, because Iman is not just a belief or a comprehension. It's more than that. And the hadith tonight is also going to kind of point that out again, where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you will achieve the full degree of Iman. None of you will actually have full Iman until I am more beloved to them or to you. He's speaking of himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, than your parents and your children and all people and all living creatures. Now there's another hadith that is similar to this in a collection of Muslim and Ahmad. And it's narrated to us by Ibn Umar, same wording, a little bit different. Where he would say, حَتَّ أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِن نَفْسِهِ, where he adds to it, more beloved to him than himself. And there's a nice little story attached to that one that I think you've heard before, but I can share with you. Where Umar ibn al-Khattab came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he heard that, and he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, as of walidi wa waladi wa nas ajma'in, no problem. I don't necessarily like any of them anyways. I love you more than my parents, my children, and all other people. No problem. لكن نفسي من في نفسي منها شيء. As for myself, there's something I have a struggle with that one. That's a little bit hard for me. How do I love you more than myself? How do I put you ahead of myself that I can't? That's فقال لم يكمل يا عمر. Meaning your iman is not, you haven't fulfilled. It's not complete yet. Nope. There's something missing until that's the case. So Ibn Umar tells us his father would walk away. And he would come back and after a short period of time and he would say, Ya Rasulullah, الآن أنت أحب إلي من نفسي. I love you now more than myself. فقال الآن يا عمر. Now your iman has come to its full degree. And he walks away. So his son walks behind him and says, what did you do? Like, what did you go and do? Did you buy something, eat something? What did you do? How do you suddenly go from this to that? So he explained to him, radiallahu anhu, his argument. Like, Sayyidina Umar would actually explain it, but he said, I asked myself, how beneficial was Umar to Umar? Like how beneficial was I to myself before Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? Before him, I was taking myself down a path of misguidance and harm and evil. I was taking myself to Jahannam. And then I meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he puts me on a path to Jannah. So Muhammad is more beneficial to Umar than Umar was to Umar. So it only is logical that I love Muhammad more than I love Umar. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, one of the most simple arguments I've ever heard in my entire life. Honestly, it's so simple that it's almost, you feel like you kind of drop an IQ point when you listen to it. But it's so simple and it's so true. And there's nothing really to it. Without him, alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm not going where I want. There's no benefit of life. I'm not going to go in the direction where I'm going to want to live. Because Jahannam is not a place you want to live or exist anymore. So without him, alayhi salatu wasalam, the willingness to live will cease to exist at some point. But with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, life will only improve because akhirah will be better than your dunya for you. So it's logical. The only thing that makes sense actually is to love him more than you love yourself. But that's what he's explaining. Again, the manifestation of iman is love. Again, for the fourth hadith that I've narrated to you within the last 2 weeks. The fourth hadith in the last 2 weeks I've narrated to you where the manifestation of Iman is somehow going to be love of someone or somebody or something in some form. And in this one here, he's reminding you, alayhi salatu wasalam, you need to love him. And honestly, I can attest to this. I can attest to it like with full certainty, hands down. He you don't love him alayhi salatu wasalam, not only is your iman not full, you're going nowhere with this. With Islam, you're going nowhere with it. Nowhere. It is idle. It will only regress. You will lose it. I guarantee that. If you don't truly love him alayhi salatu wasalam, I guarantee you will lose it. It's impossible. You see, you can struggle with loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can struggle with that because you are loving a being that is not physical, not a human. You've never, there is, you have no other relationship with a supreme being. It's not like you have a lot of relationships with beings that are outside of this world. So you have a relationship with someone that is beyond you, that you do not have physical contact with. So yes, you can take you some time to actually build that relationship. It'll take you time. That's okay. But with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's not hard. To love a person is easy. You love people all the time. To understand why to love him, alayhi salatu wasalam, Umar just gave you a simple argument. There's many more and much more complex and much more profound, actually. So it's easy to love him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just read about him. Just learn about who he is. Once you read his story, no problem at all. You can't love someone you don't know. I think that we can all agree to that one. But if you know him, alayhi salatu wasalam, it's impossible that you don't love him. And without his love is the safety valve, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, it is. His love is the safety valve of your Islam and the Islam of your children. And your children as well. You want them to stay, you make them, have them love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they love him, then they will always have something to recline upon. They'll always be able to go back to that one thing that will keep them there because they love him alayhi salatu wasalam. They grew up loving him. The stories they have are of love of him alayhi salatu wasalam and his love of them, just to be more accurate here. And your iman will not come to a point of fulfillment and fruition if that love is not genuine, if it does not exist inside of your heart, and if it's not heavier and more meaningful than any other love that you have inside of you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. It's a really easy thing to do. Just learn a little bit about him. Just read a little bit about him, and you'll see that you're in presence of true greatness. You'll be in awe of a level of character that is sometimes not even fathomable. An ethical standard that we can't even comprehend properly. Yet he does it flawlessly and effortlessly and easily. He asks nothing in return. He doesn't brag about it. He does it as if it's expected of him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more you learn about him that way, the more you stand, you're humbled by this character. And you love him. Because all he had to give was love. And he did, and he continues to do. And that's why you should. And again, the manifestation of iman, again, is love. You can't look at iman and just say it's a simple belief. No, it's more. If it doesn't turn into love, it doesn't even exist. That's what he's saying. If it doesn't turn into love, it doesn't even exist. Which is a little bit mind-blowing if you don't understand the concept itself. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم